Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We got Scoops Keith, some dirt on the Bruins coming up.
Work on the phones.
About 10 minutes from now.
Yep.
So stay tuned for it, 11 o'clock sharp. We'll also get you our Bozo touchdown parlay for Wild Card Weekend coming up here in a moment. But some news on the coaching carousel. Tom Pelissero, after several days of discussion about the 2024 season and future, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones and coach Mike McCarthy remain open to moving forward together, and the sides are expected to open talks today on a new contract to keep him in Dallas, per sources.
Weird. That is so weird. I mean, it was time to move on maybe a couple of years ago. I don't think he's the answer, but maybe this is one of those, you look around at the other candidates, are you guaranteed to do better than Mike McCarthy? I would think yes, but maybe Jerry Jones and the front office of Dallas is like, not really. Like, we got a good offense with him.
I told you the other day, all you Mike Vrabel people better be careful of criticizing Mike McCarthy. Like, McCarthy's won a Super Bowl. He's coming off three straight 12-win seasons prior to this one. He has a higher winning percentage than Vrabel in his career. So, like, I don't know. Like, I don't really like Mike McCarthy either, but he's better than Vrabel. His track record is better than Vrabel.
Yeah, it is. Now, he is.
Even in Dallas, it hasn't been bad.
He hasn't advanced as far in Dallas as Vrabel did in Tennessee.
Correct. He has not been to a conference championship
game. He's 1-3 in the playoffs in Dallas. He's been there kind of a sneaky amount of times, 5 years.
5 years, 3 12-win seasons, missed the playoffs twice.
Right.
Vrabel was 3 playoff seasons and 6 in Tennessee, but you're right. He did advance around for
him. And you could be like, all right, Vrabel had bad quarterbacks, but he did have Derrick Henry. He had A.J. Brown for a minute. You know, Dak Prescott's been in and out of the lineup for McCarthy. You had CeeDee Lamb, one of the best. But, I mean, yeah, you can go through the whole thing. The expectations are higher in Dallas than they are in Tennessee.
Definitely.
But no, I'm surprised. Like, they kept him all year. I thought last year that might be a job for Bill. I thought this year that could be a job for Bill. And they're like, nope, we're good with Mike McCarthy.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
This is the first year, besides his first year when he took over. You know, they had three straight years where their offense ranked really high. And that's why last year the argument came, can you really fire the guy after an offensive coach had the best offense in football? And they didn't. They kept him. But then this year with, you know, Dak Prescott going down, they were not even in the top half.
One more update on the coaching carousel?
Yes, please.
I'm seeing this now.
All right.
Screenshots of Diana Rossini replying to a Twitter egg out there. Your girl. What was that, Billy?
Spot on. I thought I was hoping for like another kind of post.
She tweets out, big interviews lined up! Exclamation point.
All right.
Lions OC Ben Johnson will meet virtually with the Patriots this morning. He'll then meet with the Raiders and then the Bears and Jaguars tomorrow. Patriots fan asks him, do you think the Patriots are really considering him? She says, I do.
She does. It means they're not. If you read
Mike Vrabel, officially the next head coach,
based on the track record, I would say it is not going to be Ben Johnson. But hopefully, he has a good interview. Now, it's the first of four. Do you feel like he will be the best for the first one because he's not exhausted, or will he be better later on because he's had a chance to say the same pitch over and over again? Like, because some people have said, Ben Johnson's kind of odd,
yeah,
maybe not the best interview.
He's so, going to be better by the end. You're right.
He's going to be a little nervous for this one.
He's going to work out the kinks.
But by the end, he's going to be, like, just perfect.
Good point.
Yeah.
Okay.
He might not knock their socks off.
We'll get to your phone calls, 617-779-7937. Let's do our Bozo touchdown parlay for Wild Card Weekend. Who you got this weekend, Keith?
I'm going to go in the first game. So this is going to be on me, whether we are in or out, whether we live to play the rest of the thing. But
gotta be on somebody.
Chargers taking on the Texans. I think the Chargers win this game. They are about defense and about running, despite the fact they have Justin Herbert. So I'll take a J.K. Dobbins anytime touchdown. He individually is plus 120, but I will take Dobbins.
Okay. I'm going to the Commanders-Bucks game over-under of 50.5 points.
Love that.
So I expect something in that game. Give me Mike Evans. It's pretty basic, but plus 105. Mike Evans from Baker Mayfield. I'd expect a lot of points in
yes.
that game. I want a slice of that game. So give me that. Who are you going with, Billy?
Ravens hosting the Steelers. I'm taking Lamar Jackson to scoot one in.
All right. Very good.
They're without Zay Flowers, so they're going to need to, sure, I'd imagine, rely on Lamar even more than normal. Mm-hmm. Nick, where are you going?
Going with the last game of the weekend so I don't screw it up on the first one, because I've been doing that a lot lately.
Cash out.
The Rams and the Vikings. Puka Nacua, he went off last time they played the Vikings. He had like 7 catches for over 100 yards. I think he gets in the end zone on Monday.
Okay, I like
that
this
game
scenario,
moved
though
to Arizona, by the way.
Yes,
no
yes,
longer
yes
in L.A.
Yes, so I like this scenario, though. We can talk about it on Monday if we want to. If we got four legs.
Are we the cash out kings?
Check, 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 check. Cash out Keith. I know where you're
Keith
leading already.
Bail.
But, yeah, we could talk about Nick's decision there. And then Terp is going, same game as me. This is actually my pivot if I didn't go with Evans. Terry McLaurin, plus 115. So Evans, Dobbins, Jackson, Puka, Terry McLaurin. One ham gets you.
PS5 and a game. So you're looking at $546.75.
How is that possible? Plus 105, plus 120, plus 170, plus 110, plus 115. I feel like it should be better, but shop around.
Yeah, you can get boosts and things like that.
You can find boosts on the app out there. And still, what, are you going to sneeze out a PS5 plus a game?
I'm not. No, not in this economy. Also, somebody has asked us before. So in this scenario, because Mike Evans and Terry McLaurin are playing in the same game, what you have to do in a lot of apps is throw them in a same game parlay and then add the other three. And
there
then
you
can do a five-way parlay. Because people have said you can't. If you just do them one at a time, it won't add up.
Five-way.
Five-way.
Nice.
You don't even know what the hell to do.
Yeah. Most of my life I was rooting for two ways. Anything more than a one way. 617-779-7937. We'll tweet that out, Jones and Keith, on Twitter and Instagram. How about our good buddy Johnny in Brooklyn? What's up, Johnny?
Jones, Keith, thanks for taking my call. Hope the New Year's off to a nice start.
So far, so good.
Here are my thoughts.
Sure.
Yeah, good. That's great. So I was thinking, you know, it's a good idea to keep Elliot Wolf around. That way, whoever comes in. That's right. Whoever comes in, they can look at their draft board, see who they like, and make sure they avoid them at all costs.
Brilliant. Smart.
And just go with whoever they – that's what I had. Anyway,
that's good.
That's all for today.
No, I like
Johnny,
it, Johnny.
It's a good point. You
who does Elliot Wolf want to draft? Great. Take those guys all off our list.
Well, you look at the draft boards.
Yes, I like it.
And the biggest differences on the board – like, either way. Like, Elliot Wolf's really high on this player, I'm low on that player. Vice versa. Elliot Wolf's low on that player, I'm really high on that player. You lean in on the biggest discrepancies from Wolf's draft board. That's what you do.
Smart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really smart.
It really...
But you don't like Ladd McConkey? Okay, we'll draft Ladd McConkey then.
Wow, you love Jalen Polk? Okay.
Cross him off.
Not taking him. So, yeah, you look...
That's actually a genius
You
plan.
Lean in on the biggest discrepancies between your own picks and Elliot Wolf's, and then it gives you more conviction in your own belief. And whatever you agree on is probably just consensus.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I like that strategy from Johnny. 617-779-7937. Now, I do not have a strategy for the Bruins. I don't.
I don't either.
Especially.
I do have a little bit of intel.
Especially if things are going badly. They've lost 6 in a row. You got scoopage?
I got scoopage.
Okay.
I got some scoopage.
Bruins insider.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not say this mockingly. If you don't know Rich Keefe's track record, I don't know what to tell you. Bruins insider. Scoops Keith is going to tell you what's going on with the Bruins, and it ain't pretty. Stay tuned. It's next.